You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Time for some more Cincinnati Reds conversation. Dave Raymond with Richard Justice today. Great to have you, Richard. Last week, we spent a little time talking about the Reds rebuild, or this tear down and rebuild that they're in the middle of. And we talked a little bit about Chapman. Maybe an interesting angle on the Chapman situation that we didn't get into last week. If his suspension exceeds 34 days, it's such a random number, but if he were to be suspended for better than 34 days, it would push back his free agency clock just enough to get a second year of controllability. Does that then enhance his value on the trade market? Like, might this work in their favor?
That was a whole string of ifs, but yeah, it obviously, if you've got another year of control, it would enhance his trade value. But I think all of that's going to come down to, that's going to be a delicate negotiation between his agent and the Players Association and Major League Baseball. I don't think we're to that point yet. That would be a pretty long suspension. That would be, 20% of a season or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know that we're there yet. I think all we know right now is that Aroldis Chapman is radioactive. Until this thing is resolved, he's not going to be traded. No team would touch him. And then even after this, he didn't have a reputation being a great teammate anyway. And so then we step forward and you say, okay, is this a guy, considering his past, considering his free agency, considering his talent, that we want on our club? And I, you know, just based on talking to clubs right now, he's not even on the radar until there's more answers.
Okay. All right. Well, you've seen these types of rebuilds before, and I think fans justifiably have questions that maybe you can shed a little light. You look at this Reds team, and they had Joey Votto at first base, had Phillips at second base. That's a pretty nice looking infield. You had Chapman, the most electric closer in the game, finishing contest. You had Jay Bruce in the outfield. I mean, they had some pretty good pieces here. Why is it that there's pressure or a need necessarily to blow something like this up?
Well, I you know, it's funny you say that. I looked at their club last year, standing in their clubhouse in spring training. In fact, I was in there so long that they called the cops and said, well, why is that guy standing in here? Get him out of here. You look around and you think, okay, if Homer Bailey's what we think he is, Jay Bruce has a bounce back season, we got a pretty good club here. Because, like you said, Phillips, Votto, and Billy Hamilton's an intriguing guy in center field. Just didn't work out. And there was a point where then you look at the division. You look at where the Cubs are. Cubs are building a monster. You look at where the Cardinals are. They're going to win every year. The Pirates are as well-run as any franchise in baseball. And as long as they have McCutcheon, they got a chance to win. So you're thinking, Billy, it's the old Billy Bean thing. If you're not moving forward or back, if you're staying still, you're nowhere. So you had to take – the hardest thing to do in sports, I think, is to take a realistic look at where you're at and say and evaluate yourself. And the Reds, to their credit, to Bob Castellini's credit, Walt Jocketty's credit, they took a look at themselves and said, you know what, we're not close. And so they started fast-forwarding those young guys, pitchers, to the big leagues last year. And the decision now is we're going to tear down as much as we can. Having said that, Homer Bailey's not tradable right now. I'm not sure Jay Bruce is tradable right now, and given his production, although he translates certainly as a platoon player. And then Joey Votto has $200 million left on his contract over the next 8 years. That's hard to trade regardless. I know the Giants have kicked the tires on Votto, but it's pretty large getting a deal like that done, because you'd want them to pick up some of the money.
Is this what we're seeing, in Cincinnati? Maybe similar, very similar to what we saw in Houston in recent years. The Brewers are trying to replicate the same thing. This sort of extreme blow-up, is this a newer phenomenon and something that we're going to see with more regularity now? Is this just cycles that every team is going to go through now? You're going to have a little run of success. You're just going to completely obliterate it and suffer for a couple of years and try and rebuild. Is that what we're looking at?
It's a reminder that big contracts can be painful and they can limit your flexibility and what you can do. And, a couple of years ago, maybe even a year ago, you and I would have looked at the Astros and go, do they know what the heck they're doing? I mean, you know, are they headed in the, on the path back? And by midseason last year, people like Billy Beane were referring to it as the Astros model. Just take your lumps in the short term, get it right in player development, and you'll see it come to fruition. But the key there is that when you get young players, when you trade 100 Pence, you better get players that you can count on. And when you draft, and you better be right on George Springer and Carlos Correa, and you better find a jewel in your farm system, a Dallas Keuchel and all that. You know, player development is almost a voodoo in that you got to look at a kid at 16, 17, or 18 and try to translate what he's going to be like both physically and mentally at 23, 24. You know, scouts say you want me to be Houdini and Evel Knievel all at the same time. So it's an uncertain path, and in a place like Cincinnati where they've won championships, the bar is set high, there's obviously a lot of disgruntlement right now because fans tend to think it's just about spending more money. Well, you know, the track record of recent years says, no, it's not. The last 10 World Series champions have had a payroll rank of 8. You look at the Cardinals, they're not spending a ton of money. And the Giants spend money, but not a ton of money. The high spenders are not being rewarded at this point.
Yeah, so the challenge maybe not so much in selling off players, right? I mean, the real – that's the easy part, I guess. The challenge is developing and hitting. I mean, just being right on the young players. And you can be right, but they also have to stay healthy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the Astros had 3 straight number one picks. Number one, 1-1 overall. So Mark Appel, I think it's fair to say they were disappointed with him. Brady Aiken, they didn't get him signed. He has since broken down. And Carlos Correa has a chance to be one of the best players in the game. That's 1-for-3. And these are people that do, you know, that have done a pretty good job of evaluating players. And who looked at Dallas Keuchel and said, you know what, this guy's going to be a Cy Young winner. You know, eighth round draft pick or something like that. A guy did throw hard, but he had great command of the strike zone. It is so uncertain for somebody like that. For every Clayton Kershaw, where you feel like, okay, going in, we know what we're going to get. For every Evan Longoria, there are 100 guys that you think we never saw that coming, both good and bad.
Yeah. Well, it's potentially a bumpy road for these teams. Cincinnati Reds right now, well on their way down the road to a rebuild, and Richard Justice helping us untangle all of it. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, Richard Justice, MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.